Hi, I'm Robin, and welcome to Well Conceived Business. We help online business owners within health and wellness to create a business and life that is not only well paid, but well lived. Here you'll find honest and refreshing conversations about what it takes to create a business around your life, what healthy hustle looks like, as well as insights and tips on growing your audience, your signature program, your profit, and your peace. Ready? Let's go. Hi, and welcome back to Well Conceived Business. I am thrilled to have you here and so grateful every week that you tune in to me and we get to connect here on the podcast. So thank you for being here. Today's episode is all about five things you need to stop doing in your online business. And we are talking about why? So that you can have success. So that you can be the best and healthiest version of yourself, so that you can experience more joy in your life, in your business. And it's based in the context of things that I have done, maybe failures that I've had, successes that I've had, and things that I know to be true in order for you to feel fulfilled, joyful, and successful in your online business. Before we start though, you may have seen that the doors for my online program, Launch Easy Life, are currently open. If create an online course or a signature program has been on your to-do list, but it hasn't happened yet, or if you have a signature program and it's not going the way that you would like it to, maybe the sales aren't there, maybe you want to learn all about how to pull off a killer launch with rinse and repeat assets, or maybe there's just the delivery isn't there and you want to know how to make it exceptional for people who are in it, then Launch Easy Life is for you. This is my full download of my brain about all things creating an exceptional signature program that is so dialed in to exactly what your Cloud9 clients want, and how to put together a well-executed yet laid-back launch for that signature program. We dive into all of the things, the pricing, the structure, the way that we launch right from pre-launch through to conversion event like a webinar or a challenge, right through to doors open and doors closed, the mindset of launching, and let's also talk about templates. We have templates for all of the things in this program, from Handraiser emails to lead magnet templates, all the things that you would love to have in an online program about launching, so that we can make this process so, so quick and easy for you. I would love to invite you to join us. The doors are open now. If you would like to know what it's like to work with me and experience one of my programs, if you would like to start getting sales, if you would like to know how to create content and conversion events that have your Cloud9 clients loving what you are doing and wanting to work with you, then you cannot miss this program. The doors aren't going to be open for very long. So if you would like to know more, probably the best place to find out about it would be to come and find me on Instagram at Robin Birkin. Come and follow me, chat with me in the DMs. I can give you all of the information and give you a link to where you can find our information page. It would be my pleasure to invite you. Now, shall we dive into the episode? Let's do it. We're talking about five things you need to stop doing in your business in this episode. Like I said, it's a pepper of things that I've learned across the years, things that are going to stop you from being successful or help you become more successful in your online business. And not only that, but create a business that helps you feel more joyful, more fulfilled, and that helps you fit in with your life. So let's start. Number one, looking for hacks and silver bullets rather than doing the work that you know you need to do. I told you this was filled with maybe a few hard truths. Hands up who here is just sits in this zone of always wanting to know the latest hashtags for Instagram, or is there saving all of these reels that are like trending audio, but you know that what you actually need to be doing is developing a sales pathway and a strategy that takes people from finding out you exist right through to working with you in whatever capacity that is that you have. And some of you will be like, ah, yes, I know I need to do this. And some of you will be like, tell me more. What is this? It's so important in our business that we step away from just tactics, and particularly the type of tactics that people are like, you know, do this thing to explode everything, like little things like hashtags and, you know, this one change. It's so important that we step away from that and look at the strategy of business. The strategy of business can actually be really freaking simple and also easy. I maintain that it can be easy, but it needs to be strategic and sophisticated, and it doesn't come from tuning into all of this minor stuff. It needs to look like, this is where I want to go, and this is how I am going to reverse engineer that to happen with key performance indicators, i.e. the things that you will or will not hold yourself accountable for in order to make that happen. Full stop. And that can be really easeful, and it usually starts with, what is my process for having people find out a bit about me? What am I doing to help myself get found and be known in my niche community? Through to, what is my process for then people finding out about me and taking the pathway down to sales? Having that strategy is going to be so much more powerful than just sitting in webinars or whatever it is that teach you about really simple little stuff. Like, so making sure that you have this overarching strategy and then activities that support that. Number two is waiting for life to settle down. Have you ever said to yourself, whatever it is, I'll create an online course when things settle down, when my kids go to school, when things aren't so crazy? And the thing that I've learned in business, and one of the big aha moments that so many people have had recently in the Well-Conceived Mastermind, is that actually, unfortunately, life kind of doesn't settle down. There are always going to be roadblocks and things that are happening in your life. There are always going to be moments when life feels like a shit show, whether that's with your health, with your parents, with childcare. So the big secret to a successful business is a business that can run and thrive through the things that happen in your life. So how do you, as in terms of a business, in terms of starting to plan for 2024 and beyond, asking yourself questions like, what do I want my life to look like? What do I want my business to look like? And how can I have a business that continues to run smoothly, even when things in my life don't? And knowing that life will never settle down, just like the next thing will come. And there will always be kids who are sick. There will always be, you know, things that happen within your family. There will always be stuff that pops up, like the car breaks down and you have to stop everything and solve that. So what do you want your life and your business to look like? And then looking at, well, what is the business model? What is the family structure or childcare structure? What does my life need to look like so that it can run and thrive, even if everything else feels like a dumpster fire? And how can I show up even when everything else in life feels like a dumpster fire? And I think that's like such a powerful lesson, something that in the Well-Conceived Mastermind, you know, we have been talking through, and so many people are having big aha moments that actually stuff still needs to get done. So how can I still get stuff done? How can I still show up? How can I still create revenue in my business? And how do I create a business and life structure that supports when, you know, stuff happens in life? Because by and large, it's not going to settle down. If you have moments when it settles down, bonus, but stop counting on that to become the norm. Interrupting the podcast ever so quickly to ask you a really important question. What would you do with 10 to 15 hours of free time each week? And if that sounds absolutely divine, make sure you download my part-time profit checklist. It's an essential checklist to help you get more done in less time, a list of more than 60 things that you can eliminate, automate, or delegate in your business so you can reclaim your time and your life. If that sounds like heaven to you, head to launcheasylife.com/time. Get your checklist now. That's launcheasylife.com/time. All right, back into the episode. So the next one is single sessions. And if you listened to our last podcast episode, you will know I'm so anti-single sessions. It doesn't serve you. It doesn't serve your clients. It doesn't serve your revenue. It doesn't serve your time. It doesn't serve your sales. So stepping out of single sessions, if you love one-to-one coaching, there is nothing to say that you can't also provide that within the context of a signature program, or at the very, very, very least, putting that within the context of a package of sessions that are also supported by other resources, tools to support your clients in getting a better transformation and support you in getting more consistent revenue in your business. But you've got to stop selling single sessions. I don't even know like where this came from. It's obviously been, you know, from the beginning of time in health and wellness. And it's not great for anyone when you do that, including your clients. Number four is ghosting your audience. And I really want to speak to this. If you are in a space, and I see this a lot with like nutritionists, dietitians, naturopaths, people who are stuck in this single session arena, is that you ghost your audience. You'll post for 1 or 2 months. Your books will fill up. You'll be like, oh my God, I've, you know, had like 8 people come out of nowhere. And then you'll continue and everything will be fine, but you've run out of time to show up on social media. You've run out of time to nurture your audience and everything is fine, fine, fine. And then people are like, nope, everything continues to be fine. Oh, sorry. Like I just haven't had the time to, you know, be present. I haven't had the time to start the podcast or whatever it may be because I've been so full. But don't worry, I still got clients coming through. I'm like, But then in 60 to 90 days, so it almost feels like there's not a direct correlation. In 60 to 90 days, it drops right off, like drops off a cliff. Oh my God, it's crickets and I don't know why. And what it is because marketing is a lagging indicator. So what we do now in our online business, think about how you're showing up, thinking particularly about December, January period. What are you working on so that whatever you do in December and January doesn't come and hit you in like March, April? And can I tell you, this was my biggest fuck up last year because we've been on 7 holidays so far this year. Adventure is key on if we had family values like right up there. And December, January, I took nearly that whole time off. I had scheduled 1 week in December where I was like, I'm going to be head down, bum up. I'm going to batch all the stuff and to keep, you know, the ship running. This is what's going to happen. And the long story short is that the ish hit the fan with our camper trailer, with the holiday we were supposed to go on. It was just, you know how sometimes things just take all of your time? Like it just took a full week to sort that out, to get the kids ready, to do the final week of school. And what ended up happening was my business dropped the ball. This whole thing of, you know, again, circling back to this, stop waiting for life to settle down, right? You need to be planning now for 2024. What do you want your business to look like? What do you want your life to look like? What do you want December and January to look like? Start chipping away at it now, seriously, because what you do now will impact you and your business from a marketing and sales standpoint in 60 to 90 days. So really having that forward thinking of, yep, that's going to impact me in that time. And really, you need to stop ghosting your audience all the time. Stop, start, stop, start. And I can tell you, I've been, you know, over the last year, the queen of ghosting on the Robin Birkin Instagram account. And that's because I was trying to run two Instagram accounts. So I've stepped into this space at the moment where I'm like, you know what? I just can't. My brain can't brain between two Instagram accounts. So we made the big, bold decision to just have at Robin Birkin running active. And it's so much better for my brain. So what do you need to do to stop ghosting your audience? And if you need help with your content strategy, then you need to get help with your content strategy, not just sit there in the mud and allowing things to fester. The very last thing you need to stop doing, and this is probably one of the biggest differentiators I see between people who succeed and people who don't in business, is you need to stop putting it off. So maybe you have create an online course on your to-do list. Maybe you have join a mastermind on your to-do list. And maybe you have get a sales page together, start a podcast, whatever it is, and you keep putting it off. I'll do this next time, right? Or being the type of person that's a wanna and not a doer. The people who are successful are the people who don't say, this is what I want to create. Like, I want to create an online course. They're the people who say, I created an online course. If you are continually putting things off and never putting things out into the world, regardless of, you know, they don't have to be perfect, but you have to get things going and do things in order to see success. You have to put yourself out there. Do it scared. Do it messy. Do it like all of the things, but you have to take leaps and you have to actually put in the action in order to reap any rewards. Otherwise, it's just never going to happen. And like I say, the biggest difference I see between people who succeed and people who never succeed in online business is that you like walk into a room and you could split the room in half between the people who say, I want to do this, and then the people who stand up and say, this is what I did, right? And get regardless of whether the next sentence is, and it failed, because eventually they fail their way to success. But the people who do the things are the people who succeed and get the rewards. So those are our five things. Let me just recap them right now. Number one is just looking for hacks and silver bullets. If you sit in the hacks and silver bullets lane and don't progress to proper strategy and sales pathways, you're just never going to see the success that you want, and it's going to forever feel like business is harder than it needs to be. Number two, waiting for life to settle down. It just never settles down. And as much as I wish it did, it just doesn't. So think of life settling down as a bonus and build a business around a life when all the things are happening and it's still weathering the storm. Number three, selling single sessions. I hate them. Listen to the last podcast episode and you will hear all about it and exactly why. Number four, ghosting your audience. Stop, start, stop, start. You have to figure out a way to be consistent in showing up for your audience and building that trust around them, particularly in the way that the economy is at the moment. It's so crucial for sales. And whilst it may not have an immediate impact, you will likely find that it will impact your business in 60 to 90 days. And number five is putting it off and being a wanna, not a doer. Stop putting off your dreams. Stop putting off the things that you have a desire in your heart to do. Make it now, right? Isn't there like a Chinese proverb that says something like, the best day was yesterday, the second best day is today? So really going into 2024 with that kind of mindset that no, you are going to do the things you said you were going to do. You are going to keep promises to yourself and making things happen regardless of whether it's successful, a failure, regardless of whether it's hard or harder than you thought, but just showing up and doing the things anyway that you said you wanted to do, whether it's scared or messy, is going to, I promise, help you succeed. That's all for today. I hope to see you inside Launch Easy Life. Come and chat with me on Instagram if you'd like to know more. Catch you next week. Ooh. We are done with the meat and potatoes of this episode, but I am not letting you go just yet, my friend. Before you jump off, I have three quick things that I would love to share with you. Number one is thank you so much for listening today. If you'd like to hear more about growing your visibility through Instagram, podcasting, or Pinterest, creating or launching or growing your signature program, automations, or many more online business nuggets of gold, pause now, hit that subscribe button because we are here for you weekly. Number two is if you would like to learn more about working with us and joining our signature program, the Well-Conceived Mastermind, which is unlike any mastermind you've seen before, check out our show notes below and you will find all the links to join the waitlist or sign up and join the mastermind now. And number three, lastly, if you do nothing else, make sure you come and find us on Instagram for daily behind the scenes and hugely savable and value-packed content. You will find us at Launch Easy Live. Well, that's it from me today. Now go out there and create your well-paid business and your well-lived life.